And someone who's real easy to get along with, you'd say, is
easy going. A soft person, a good personality.
Okay. And someone like maybe a teenage boy who just seems to be all arms and legs.
It'd be clumsy, okay. Awkward.
And what about someone who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You'd say he's just a plain
nut.
Anything else?
Crazy. Stupid.
Would you ever use the word fool?
Yeah. If I think of a fool, the one that just kept on making the same mistakes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fool.
What about someone who has a lot of money but won't ever spend any money?
They're cheap, tight, wad.
Okay. And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Common means he's just a common average person. He's just everyday people that you meet.
Mm-hmm.
He's just mediocre.
It's kind of insulting?
No, common. It's not around here. I think of myself, it's just common, and mm-hmm. We're just common folk.
What about if you say a girl is common? Does it take on a different meaning? Or?
Well, that would mean she wasn't outstanding, beautiful, but she wasn't ugly. She was common. She was just a nice-looking person with a medium personality.
Mm-hmm. And say an old person that still gets around real well, still does the farm work and so forth, you'd say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty
healthy, or he's still in good health.
Or meaning he still gets around, he's still active, you'd say, yeah. He's still...
That's what I would say, he's still active.
Mm-hmm. What about something like peppy or spry or chipper?
Well, you might say he's spry.
Uh-huh.
Or if he's real active, you may call him peppy.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Or a little...
uneasy.
Okay. And you say, oh, they'll get it. You need to get that? You say, they'll get in all right, just don't...
worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going upstairs in the dark, I'm...
scared.
Okay. Any other words for that?
Frightened. Scared to death.
Okay. And you say, well, she isn't scared now, but she...
she used to be scared.
Okay. Or you say, well, I don't understand why she's scared now. She... meaning just the opposite of that. She...
she wasn't scared. She was brave.
Or using the expression used to be, you say she...
she used to be brave.
Okay. Or the opposite of used to be, you say she...
the opposite of used to be.
Uh-huh.
Used to be, the opposite of used to be is now, I reckon.
I mean, you say, I don't understand why she's scared now, she...
she used to wasn't.
Okay. And somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty...
honest, or brave.
Or what with his money?
Careless.
And you'd say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Weird, or strange.
Mm-hmm. Any other expression?
Crazy, or nutty.
What about queer or quarrel?
Queer, or she acts real queer or strange.
Mm-hmm. What does that word queer mean?
She's odd. It would be